Good morning, and thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum today. And joining me now is Amy Roth from Klinger and Klinger Companies.
Klinger Companies, that's correct.
And welcome to the Friday the 13th edition of Cultural Continuum.
Thank you.
The bad look, it looks like it's coming, though, tomorrow with the weather forecast. Beginning, though, today at noon, history students at Morningside College will be talking about their research papers, which focused on the era of World War I and II. That'll be today at noon. That event is part of Friday is Writing Day in the series there at Morningside College.
And Lamb Arts Regional Theater presents Aura with some showtimes today through Sunday, the 22nd. Aura is the story of an eccentric man named Mike who can see color auras surrounding others, revealing their vitality or imminent demise.
Ooh.
It's an exploration of how Mike copes with knowledge that one should not even possess, let alone share.
That sounds intriguing. Morningside College Theater is also treading the boards tonight with Trifles. That actually got underway last night, and that'll be showing through Sunday at the Klinger Neal Theater. All shows begin at 7 o'clock. Trifles is a one act about a woman accused of strangling her husband.
And the Akron Community Theater is presenting Oliva at the historic Akron Opera House. It's one of my favorites. Showtimes are 7:30 p.m. tonight and tomorrow and Sunday at 2. The musical is based on the novel Oliver Twist by Charles Dickens.
More?
Please,
sir. I peeked out the mics. Dang it. Coming up tomorrow, weather permitting, Wags and Whiskers. That'll be at the Bark Park in Orange City. There will be a short presentation by the Sheriff's Department K-9 unit and a chance to meet one of the dogs that assists local law enforcement officers. The event includes a walk around Veterans Park. Pets, of course, are welcome.
That should go without saying, right?
Okay. Yeah, obviously.
And the Northwest Iowa Symphony Youth Orchestra will present its spring concert on Saturday at 3 o'clock at Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. The orchestra will perform Warlock's Capriole Suite, Newbold's Arabian Dreams, and an arrangement of Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Pianist Logan Skelton and soprano Jennifer Goltz will be performing a cycle of songs based on poems by Emily Dickinson. That'll be at Morningside College tomorrow evening at 7:30. It's a multimedia presentation of the song cycle recently composed by Skelton. Go to morningside.edu for details.
That sounds good. And the Sanford Museum in Cherokee is presenting Baseball, a Significant Component of Northwestern Iowa History with Joan Wendell Thomas. And that is tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. also. Using vintage photos, she'll tell the story of barnstorming baseball teams and locally grown talents that joined the ranks of the major leagues.
The Betty Strong Encounters Center presents the Missouri River Floodplain with conservation photographer and environmental educator Alex Wiles. That'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Using unique photographic techniques, Wiles will present a clear view of life on the Big Muddy and shed light on its biodiversity. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com to find out more.
And the Emmitsburg Main Street Community Theater is hosting student auditions for the play Sleeping Beauty. The auditions will take place Monday and Tuesday, the 16th and 17th of April, both at 5 p.m. First through 8th grade students are invited to audition. Look up Emmitsburg Main Street Community Theater on Facebook for more info.
The South Sioux City Public Library presents an evening of cowboy poetry with Marcy Broyhill. That'll be Monday evening at 6:30 at the library. Broyhill researches the men and women who lived and traveled the trails west of the Missouri River. She marvels at the determination and courage, honoring their efforts by giving them a voice through verse and story.
And Canadian poet and folk musician Michael Miner will read from his debut poetry collection, Learning to Love a River. And he will also perform his own songs during a Northwestern College Deep Song Reading Series event on Tuesday the 17th at 7 p.m. The reading will take place at Town Square Coffee House in Orange City.
Wayne State College presents Mariachi Negro y Oro on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. That'll be Wednesday evening at the Ramsey Theater. They are a mariachi band who will be playing traditional Mexican folk music with vocal solos. Go to wsc.edu.
I love mariachi. So fun.
I like the great big guitars.
Yeah. Rudy Daniels is presenting.
Just for those of you who can't see Amy, she gestured holding a great big guitar.
Giant.
Pantomimed.
Guitar. Pantomime. Rudy Daniels is presenting Railroads of Siouxland on Thursday the 19th at 6:30. It's a little ways out, but and that'll be at the South Sioux City Public Library. Rudy will be discussing his book Trains Across the Continent, A Complete History of U.S. and Canadian Railroads. It's considered the official account of this nation's railroads.
So through Cultural Continuum this morning, we learned that Canadians have poetry and railroads.
They are talented.
W. Roger Curry, a former Ponca, Nebraska area resident and retired president and chief executive officer of Consolidated Freightways, will present a lecture entitled Integrity, Stories of Honesty and Character. That will be Thursday evening at 7 o'clock at the Morningside College campus. Mr. Curry's lecture will focus on personal and business ethics and integrity, using his own experiences with a situation that involved the FBI, bribes, wiretapping, and his boss's son. Wow, this is like straight. Curry will be on the Morningside College campus on April 15th through the 20th. So he'll be here starting Sunday through and continue to be here through the 20th as part of the college's Dimmitt Fellows Program and the CEO in Residence Program. To find out more, go to morningside.edu. Again, that is Thursday evening at 7 p.m.
Cool. I worked for Consolidated Freightways once upon a time.
Oh, you did?
I did. Wayne, Nebraska is hosting its annual Boomerfest, formerly known as Elderfest, and that'll be Thursday the 19th, starting at 9 a.m. There will be live music, a craft fair, food, and other activities. Boomerfest-Elderfest on Facebook if you're looking for more info.
The Sioux City Public Museum's next History at High Noon event will be Thursday. That'll be at 12:05. It's about the 1960s, which were years of notable change here in Sioux City, as well as the rest of America and the world. The opening of I-29, there was the completion of flood control projects, the first ever Rivercade celebration back then, and more. It was also a time of transition that would leave lasting effects on the local economy. You can find out more by going to SiouxCityMuseum.org. Again, that's the History at High Noon program, Thursday at 12:05.
And the Sioux City Arts Center is presenting the 2018 Briarcliff Review Exhibition, and the opening reception for that is on Thursday also, and that starts at 6 until 8:30. The exhibition features artworks by local, regional, and national artists, which were selected for the 2018 edition of the Briarcliff Review, Briarcliff University's award-winning journal celebrating its 30th year.
And finally, the Sioux City Community Theater is presenting a youth theater production of The Secret Garden that starts its run on Thursday and will go through Saturday, April 21st, 7 o'clock. Also, there's one final show on Sunday, April 22nd. That is a matinee at 2 p.m. Musical is based on the 1911 novel by the same name, written by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Go to scctheater.org. to find out more information. And leaving you this morning with music that will be performed by the Northwest Iowa Symphony Youth Orchestra. It's the Capriole Suite by Peter Warlock, and they'll be performing that again tomorrow afternoon, weather permitting, at 3 p.m. On behalf of my co-host Amy Roth and executive producer Ellie Carson, wishing you a very good morning this morning. Thanks for tuning in to Cultural Continuum. I'm Steve Smith.